Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. For many people, submitting to someone or something is a sign of weakness. We are taught by society and by this world that if we give in or concede, then we are a weak person. The truth is that those who learn to submit themselves to Yahweh wield more power than the people of this world will ever know, or even begin to understand. It takes great strength to overcome our own natural tendencies, our own self-determination, and the lusts and the pulls of this world. It takes great strength to completely submit ourselves to the Creator. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh dwelling within us, to give us the power to overcome even our own selves. That spirit is something that those who are proud and arrogant, those that are wrapped up in materialism and the things of this world, and those that are determined to do what they want to do, will never know or understand. Let's turn to Psalms 81, verse 8. Psalm 81, verse 8. Hear, O my people, and let me warn you, O Israel, if you would listen to me, let there be no strange mighty one among you. And do not bow down to a foreign mighty one. I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, if my people had listened to me, Israel would walk in my ways. I would subdue their enemies at once and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate Yahweh would cringe before him, and their time of punishment be forever. He would feed them with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. When you submit yourself to Yahweh, it is not about you anymore. It is not about your wants, your desires, or the things that you think you need. It is not about what you want to do and where you want to go. It is about Yah's will being done in your life. Abba does not twist your arm up behind your back and force you to give yourself to him. If you want to spend all of your time and energy on yourself and in seeking the things you want, then you can. It is a change of heart and a difference in the way that you think that allows you to submit yourself to him. What is it that truly separates man from his creator? What causes that divide? It is pride. Pride is always the downfall of man. Where does the attitude of pride and arrogance and self-will come from? They all come from the adversary. He was the original rebel, the one who gave himself in to his own pride and grew so full of himself that he wanted the place of Elohim for himself. You cannot be truly free until you submit to Yah. If we are not fully His and walking in the way and seeking the kingdom, then whose way are we seeking? The adversary does a very good job at deceiving man and tricking man into thinking all of those things that he goes after are what he wants, when really what every human being wants is their Abba. We all have a place inside of us that needs to be filled, and he is the only one that can fill that space. If you do not submit to Abba and come under his protection and guidance, then you are under the influence and guidance of the adversary. And if you do not believe that, then you are deceived. And you must think that Abba is responsible for all of the bad things that are going on in this world. Is it Yah's will for mankind to suffer and to see his creation destroyed? We are living in a broken and sick world. It is terminally ill, and it is dying. Man refuses to see that this earth is in its death throes, and that it is heading for complete destruction without the intervention of Yahweh and Yeshua. Just imagine what life could be like on this earth right now if all of mankind were submitted to their Creator. What would our lives be like? If only all of mankind were living by the laws and statutes and ordinances and commands of Yah. It is so important that we, as followers and believers in Yeshua and Yahweh, are in submission to Him and obeying Him in all things. All things. If we expect to be kings and priests and reign with Yeshua during the millennium, it has to start right now in this life with us submitting ourselves to His will. Do people really believe that they can just defy Yah and go right on doing the things that they want to do? And that He is just going to throw open the gate to the kingdom and overlook that? What did the adversary do? He defied Yah. The adversary refused to submit to Elohim and rebelled against him. Now his fate is sealed. The adversary led a rebellion in the very dwelling place of Yah and convinced others to refuse to submit themselves to Elohim. He stirred up a following for himself. He found people who were willing to join with him. And he's still doing that today. There is no repentance for the adversary. He has chosen his path. And in the end, he is going to pay the price for what he has done and is doing. If you do not submit yourself to Yah, then you lose your covering and your protection. And you do not receive the full benefit of his spirit. That is the helper that Yeshua promised. If we do not submit ourselves to him, we are defying his authority. And if we continue on our own path, seeking our own way and living just to please ourselves and feed our flesh, we will never enter the kingdom of Yahweh. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 1. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 1. And Moshe called all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the laws and right rulings which I speak in your hearing today, and you shall learn them and guard to do them. Yahweh our Elohim made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. Yahweh spoke with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to declare to you the word of Yahweh. For you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up to the mountain, saying, 'I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You have no other mighty ones against my face. You do not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of which is in the heavens above, or which is in the earth beneath, or which is in the waters under the earth. You do not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing kindness to thousands, to those who love me and guard my commands. You do not bring the name of Yahweh your Elohim to naught, for Yahweh does not leave him unpunished who brings his name to naught. Guard the Sabbath day to set it apart as Yahweh your Elohim commanded you. 6 days you labor and shall do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. You do not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, so that your male servant and your female servant rest as you do. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and that Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there by a strong hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. These first four commandments given to the people by Yahweh and spoken to them here by Moshe have something in common. What is it? They all involve submitting ourselves to Yah. By keeping these four commandments, we are acknowledging our Abba, His sovereignty and His authority, and submitting ourselves to Him as our Creator, who knows what is best for us. As parents, we set rules and boundaries for our children. And we do not do that out of a sense of wanting to be mean and to inflict punishment on them, or to prevent them from doing things that they think are fun and enjoyable. We do it for their protection and for their education, and because we do not want to see any harm come to them. If our children go out and disobey us, if they refuse to submit to us as parents, there could be very serious consequences. They go out from underneath the covering and protection that we as parents provide for them. If we refuse to submit to Yah, then we are also being disobedient, and there will be very serious consequences for us too. Israel was punished severely for breaking the Shabbat. They were warned over and over, and they still refused to obey and submit themselves to Yahweh. Why? Why did they defy Him? Why did they ignore His warnings? Because they wanted to follow their own way. And they wanted to do what they wanted to do. They were not submitted to Him. They were not submitted to His will. Jeremiah 17, verse 19. Jeremiah 17, verse 19. Thus Yahweh said to me, "Go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, by which the sovereigns of Yehudah come in and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And you shall say to them, 'Hear the word of Yahweh, you sovereigns of Yehudah, and all Yehudah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates.' Thus said Yahweh, 'Guard yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, nor take a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, and you shall set apart the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers.' But they did not obey or incline their ear, and they made their neck stiff not to hear and not to receive instruction. And it shall be, if you diligently obey me, declares Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, and set apart the Sabbath day to do no work in it, then sovereigns and heads sitting on the throne of David shall enter in through the gates of this city, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their heads, the men of Yehudah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And the city shall be inhabited forever. And they shall come from the cities of Yehudah and from the places around Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin and from the low country, from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and slaughterings, grain offerings and incense, bringing offerings of praise to the house of Yahweh. But if you do not obey me to set apart the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I shall kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall consume the palaces of Jerusalem and not be quenched. At this point, the northern tribes of Israel were already in captivity for what they had done, for their idolatrous practices in turning away from Yah and from His word. They did not guard His commands. And shortly after this warning, which Judah paid no attention to, they were also taken into captivity against their will. They were forced into submission to Nebuchadnezzar when they could have willingly submitted themselves to Yah instead. Jeremiah 21, verse 1. Jeremiah 21, verse 1. The word that came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh, when sovereign Sidkiyahu sent him to Pashur, son of Malkiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, saying, "Please inquire of Yahweh on our behalf, for Nebuchadrezzar, sovereign of Babel, has started fighting against us. It might be that Yahweh deals with us according to all His wondrous works, so that He withdraws from us." But Yirmiyahu said to them, "Say this to Zedekiyahu, thus said Yahweh Elohim of Israel, see, I am turning back the weapons of battle that are in your hands, with which you fight against the sovereign of Babel and the Chaldeans who besiege you outside the wall. And I shall gather them inside this city, and I myself shall fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in displeasure and rage and great wrath. And I shall smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. Let them die of a great pestilence. And afterward, declares Yahweh, I give Zedekiyahu, sovereign of Yehuda, his servants and the people, and such as are left in this city from the pestilence and the sword and the scarcity of food, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, sovereign of Babel, into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not pardon them, nor spare, nor have compassion. You shall also say to this people, thus said Yahweh, see, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Whoever stays in this city dies by the sword, by scarcity of food, and by pestilence. But whoever goes out and shall go over to the Chaldeans who besiege you is going to live, and his life shall be as a prize to him. For I have set my face against this city for evil and not for good, declares Yahweh. It is given into the hand of the sovereign of Babel, and he shall burn it with fire. Yahweh is merciful. He is gracious and kind, loving and long-suffering. But his patience does have a limit. Yahweh wants to make us over into new people. He wants us to serve as kings and priests. He wants us to reign with His Son for 1,000 years during the millennium. But if we do not give ourselves over to Him so that process can take place, we will not be there. If we do not obey Him now and submit to Him now, why would He entrust us with that place of honor? Only those who prepare themselves now in this life will be in those positions. If you are honoring the Shabbat, then you are already well on your way to submitting yourself to Yah. It takes commitment and it takes faith to keep the Shabbat and obey Yah. There are many pressures and tests brought against us by observing the Shabbat. To the rest of the world, we seem very strange. They think we are odd and that there is something seriously wrong with us just because we love Yah and keep His Shabbat as He has told us to do. To them, it does not make sense that we would place so much importance on honoring and observing the Shabbat. People out there lack commitment, and they don't submit to anything. So to them, to submit your life to something and put that in front of everything else and not pursuing your own way and the things of this world is very, very hard for people to understand. This world does not want to submit to Yah. And this world will fight until the bitter end and will even try to prevent Yeshua from taking control of the earth at His return. Mankind is in rebellion, and they are under the sway and control of the adversary. Men think that they are in control of their lives, but they are being used by the adversary. They're being fed an illusion. They have an illusion of being in control. And it's all deception. If we are not submitted to our Abba and under His protection, then we are being deceived and influenced by the adversary. The adversary controls this world. Matthew 4 and verse 8. Matthew 4 and verse 8. Again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the reigns of the world and their esteem, their glory, and said to him, "All these I shall give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Yehoshua said to him, "Go, Satan, for it has been written, you shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and Him alone shall you serve." How could HaSatan offer the kingdoms of this world to Yeshua unless they were His to control and to give? If he were lying and they were not His to give, Yeshua would have known that, and it would not have been any temptation to Him at all. Remember, this was a test for Yeshua, and He had to overcome the weakness of His flesh. Yeshua was submitted to Abba, and He overcame because of that. It is the same for us. If we are going to overcome the temptations and pulls of this world, we have got to be submitted to our Abba. The adversary lays the kingdoms and riches and material things of this world in front of us and tempts us to go chasing after them and think that we are living our own lives and that we are in control. It is all a great illusion. It is designed to deceive and prevent people from entering the kingdom and unknowingly placing themselves in submission to the adversary. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 1. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 1. And this is the command, the laws, and right rulings which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded to teach you to do in the land which you are passing over to possess. So that you fear Yahweh your Elohim, to guard all his laws and his commands, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days be prolonged. And you shall hear, O Israel, and shall guard to do, that it might be well with you, and that you increase greatly, as Yahweh Elohim of your fathers has spoken to you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be in your heart, and you shall impress them upon your children and shall speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. And shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And it shall be when Yahweh your Elohim brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to give you great and good cities which you did not build, and houses filled with all kinds of goods which you did not fill, and wells dug which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Be on guard, lest you forget Yahweh who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Fear Yahweh your Elohim and serve him and swear by his name. Do not go after other mighty ones, the mighty ones of the peoples who are all around you. For Yahweh your Elohim is a jealous El in your midst, lest the displeasure of Yahweh your Elohim burn against you, then he shall destroy you from the face of the earth. Do not try Yahweh your Elohim as you tried him in Massah. Diligently guard the commands of Yahweh your Elohim and his witnesses and his laws which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is right and good in the eyes of Yahweh, that it might be well with you, and you shall go in and possess the good land of which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to drive out all your enemies from before you, as Yahweh has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is the meaning of the witnesses and the laws and the right rulings which Yahweh our Elohim has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. And Yahweh sent signs and wonders, great and grievous, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there to bring us in to give us the land of which he swore to our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these laws, to fear Yahweh our Elohim, for our good always, to keep us alive as it is today. And it is righteousness for us when we guard to do all this command before Yahweh our Elohim as he has commanded us. To obey and keep his commands, and guard his commands, and watch over his commands, and look to him always, we must be submitted to him. We can't obey his commands if we're following our own way. It just doesn't work, because our own way will always take precedence over Yah's commands. Because when his commands come into conflict with what we want to do, we will always follow what we want to do. Deuteronomy 7, verse 1. Deuteronomy 7, verse 1. When Yahweh your Elohim brings you into the land which you go to possess, he shall also clear away many nations before you, the Chiti and the Girgashi and the Amori and the Canaani and the Perizzite and the Hivi and the Jebusite, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when Yahweh your Elohim gives them over to you, you shall smite them and put them under the ban completely. Make no covenant with them and show them no favor. And do not intermarry with them. You do not give your daughter to his son, and you do not take his daughter for your son. For he turned your sons away from following me to serve other mighty ones. Then the displeasure of Yahweh shall burn against you and promptly destroy you. But this is what you do to them. Break down their altars and smash their pillars, and cut down their asherim and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a set-apart people to Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a people for himself, a treasured possession above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more numerous than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because of Yahweh loving you, and because of him guarding the oath which he swore to your fathers, Yahweh has brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, sovereign of Egypt. And you shall know that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the trustworthy El, guarding covenant and kindness for 1,000 generations with those who love him and those who guard his commands, but repaying those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He does not delay to do so with him who hates him. He repays him to his face. And you shall guard the command and the laws and the right rulings which I command you today to do them. Yahweh is asking for their obedience. He is asking them to submit. You know, what does it mean really to submit? To submit means to yield to governance or authority. And we have all sorts of laws and rules and regulations in this country. And we all know that when we see a red hexagon sign with the letters STOP on it in white, that we must stop at that intersection. If you do not stop, there could be a serious accident. And if you get caught running a stop sign, you will get a citation with a nice little fine attached, and it goes onto your driving record. Now, we submit ourselves to the rules and regulations of man. Yet people just ignore the commandments and ordinances of Yahweh as if they mean nothing. They are going to pay a very heavy fine for their disobedience and total disregard for the word of Yah. And they are going to pay with their eternal lives. That is such a heavy price to pay. To forfeit your place in the kingdom and to give up eternal life in the presence of Yah. Yet people are not worried and they are unconcerned about having to pay that price. And I'm not just talking about people in general. I'm talking about those who claim to be believers in Yahweh and Yeshua. 1 John 2, verse 3. 1 John 2, verse 3. And by this we know that we know him, if we guard his commands. The one who says, I know him, and does not guard his commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever guards his word, truly the love of Elohim has been perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he stays in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Beloved, I write no fresh command to you, but an old command which you have had from the beginning. The old command is the word which you heard from the beginning. All the way back to the beginning. Is there anything hard to understand in what John says there? No. John is always very clear and to the point. We are to walk just as he walked. Was Yeshua submitted to the Father? Yes, he was, in every way. He lived to please the Father, and he was in complete obedience to the Father. Now, we can fool ourselves and justify anything that we want to do. But if you think that Yah will look the other way and ignore disobedience to his word and his commands, then you truly are fooling yourself. In what's called the model prayer, when the disciples came to Yeshua and asked him how they should pray, in that prayer he said, "Your will shall be done in heaven and on earth." And we should want for his will to be done, no matter what it is, because we can't see beyond the day and what's right in front of us. And Yah knows the end from the beginning. He has a plan that he put into place. And part of submitting to him is accepting his will and desiring his will above our own. John 9 and verse 13. John 9 and verse 13. They brought to the Pharisees the one who was once blind. Now it was a Sabbath when Yeshua made the clay and opened his eyes. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." What happens in this whole healing that takes place here is very symbolic. And we need to think about what is really happening here. This man was born blind and never saw the world around him. And his physical blindness is the same as our spiritual blindness. Think about how much different the world is once your eyes have been opened to see the real truth of Yah. The real truth. And we sit and think about how we were wandering around in this world, but not really seeing. We are born into this world and we are spiritually blind. And the washing away of the clay was representative of the spiritual blindness being washed away and the true sight being restored through the word of Yahweh. You know, that clay is part of the earth. It's part of the creation, right? And this world has us blinded. And by Yeshua having the man go wash that clay off, he was washing the world away from him and out of his eyes. John 9 and verse 16. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from Elohim, because he does not guard the Sabbath." Others said, "How is a man who is a sinner able to do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind one again, "What do you say about him, because he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." However, the Yehudim did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, till they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" Just look how these blind men reject this man's testimony of what happened to him. The man just explained to them what happened, but they reject his words because they would have to admit that Yeshua was the Messiah. And they want to keep the power they have over the people, teaching them the doctrines and commandments of men. They want the people to submit to them. John 9 and verse 20. His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak concerning himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Yehudim, for the Yehudim had already agreed that if anyone confessed that he was Messiah, he should be put out of the congregation. Because of that, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who was blind and said to him, "Give esteem to Elohim. We know that this man is a sinner." Then he answered and said, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. I only know that I was blind. Now I see." And they asked him once more, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you did not hear. Why do you wish to hear it again? Do you wish to become his taught ones too?" Then they abused him and said, "You are his taught one, but we are taught ones of Moshe. We know that Elohim has spoken to Moshe, but this one, we do not know where he is from." The man answered and said to them, "Why, this is a wonder. You do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. And we know that Elohim does not hear sinners, but if anyone fears Elohim and does his desire, he hears him. From of old it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this one were not from Elohim, he could have done none at all." They answered and said to him, "You were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us?" And they cast him out. These are blind leaders of the blind. You know, if we want our prayers to be heard, we have to be doing Yah's will. We have to be submitted to him. We have to be following his word and living by his Torah. We have to guard his commands, and we have to be obedient. We have to be allowing his will to be done in and through our lives. We can profess him and claim to be his all that we want, but if we are not submitted to him in all things, then it is meaningless. It is just words. submitting takes action. When we have important decisions to make, we should go to Him. Do you pray and ask for guidance and direction when you have decisions to make, especially huge, life-changing decisions? If not, then you are not submitted to Him. The decision you make on your own may be totally and completely against His will and what He wants to be done in your life. It is easy to fool yourself and talk yourself into believing that the decision you made was His will, when it is really your own will and something that you want so badly that you are going to go ahead no matter what. You cannot make your will over into His will. It does not work that way. When you go to Him with a decision, be prepared to wait on His answer. Sometimes He will test you to see if you will be patient or move forward on your own. And be prepared to accept His answer. Sometimes His answer is no. And instead of being disappointed and upset and angry, we need to accept His will in all things, whether it's what we want or not. Luke 22, verse 41. And He withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and falling on His knees, He was praying, saying, "Father, if it be Your counsel, remove this cup from me. Yet not my desire, but let Yours be done." And there appeared a messenger from heaven to Him, strengthening Him. He will give us the strength and understanding to accept His will. And we may not always understand why things have to be a certain way, but we also need to understand that His ways are far above our ways. And it shows a lack of faith on our part if we do not go to Him for an answer. We do not control anything. And it's hard for us to accept that. But it's important to understand we cannot completely submit ourselves to Him until we are willing to accept that. You know, if you walk into your place of employment tomorrow and your boss tells you that you are fired, is there anything you can do about that? Do you have any control over that? Can you change that? No. But Yah will provide and watch over us if we are submitted to Him. You made a covenant with Yah. Do you remember that? Do you remember what you agreed to do? Do you remember what is required of you to remain in that covenant? Acts 2, verse 36. Acts 2, verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that Elohim has made this Yehoshua, whom you impaled, both Master and Messiah. And having heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Kepha and the rest of the emissaries, "Men, brothers, what shall we do?" And Kepha said to them, "Repent, and let each one of you be immersed in the name of Yehoshua Messiah for the forgiveness of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the set-apart Spirit. for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call." We all agreed to Yahweh's terms and accepted the sacrifice of his son Yeshua, the Messiah. And we agreed to put away the old person that we were and to walk in newness of life. And we agreed to go and sin no more. Do you remember that? If you do not honor your side of that agreement, then how can you expect Yahweh to honor his? We can claim to be his all that we want to, but it takes more than lip service to please him. He looks on the heart. He knows our thoughts and our intent, and we cannot deceive the one who created us. Matthew 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Master, Master,' shall enter into the reign of the heavens, but he who is doing the desire of my Father in the heavens. Many shall say to me in that day, 'Master, Master, have we not prophesied in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and done many mighty works in your name?' And then I shall declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness.'" There are going to be many people who will be disappointed when the time comes and they find out that they have been rejected because they did not submit themselves to Yah and to his will. And this scripture is condemning those who profess to be his but do things their own way, because they are not obedient and submitted to Yah. Exodus 24, verse 3. Exodus 24, in verse 3. "And Moshe came and related to the people all the words of Yahweh and all the right rulings. And all the people answered with one voice and said, 'All the words which Yahweh has spoken we shall do.' And Moshe wrote down all the words of Yahweh and rose up early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 standing columns for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, and they offered burnt offerings and slaughtered peace offerings of bulls to Yahweh. And Moshe took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people. And they said, 'All that Yahweh has spoken we shall do and obey.' And Moshe took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, 'See the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has made with you concerning all these words.'" Israel started off on the right path. They agreed to all the terms that Yahweh gave them. But we all know what happened. They did not keep their side of the covenant, and Yah rejected them for that. This is a lesson for us. An important lesson. Do not go back on your word and do not break the covenant that you made with Yah. You entered into an agreement and a covenant with him, and that covenant was sealed with the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah. We must submit ourselves to Yahweh completely and allow him to do his will in our lives. Make his will your will. Submit and obey. Amen.
Yivarekika Yahweh, Vayishmareka. Yair Yahweh Panavileka Vihuneka. Yisa Yahweh Panavileka Vihushem Laha Shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov.